Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's where the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name. Because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something. That there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
And tonight, you're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, and all of you that are preparing for a special day tomorrow, which is Valentine's Day, we want you to lift up your head, and we want you to just rejoice and prepare for that great day, because it's going to be a great day. So you have to be in the right frame of mind. So to put you in that right frame of mind, we're going to minister music, receive the mind, and the overflow. And the message is music that is uplifting. As the Bible says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord and rejoice. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. So, for the next 30 minutes, we are going to bring uplifting gospel house music. So, enjoy. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. So praise.
Thank you.
You and I can go to the rock. Yes, the rock. The rock is Christ Jesus. The rock is Christ Jesus. He is the rock. Yes, he is. And just reading about the brain, there is this story concerning neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity. That if you think on purpose, it will change your brain. Renowned neuroscientist Dr. Carlin Lee discussed how her breakthrough research proves that the brain structure can be changed on purpose. The brain is neuroplastic, says world-renowned cognitive neuroscientist Dr. Carlin Lee. Her research proved that brain structures can be changed at the intersection of faith and science. Dr. Lee's research shows that thoughts are physical things in terms of neuroscience. Brain imaging shows that a thought actually occupies mental real estate. Further, since thoughts can be either positive or negative, there are two types of thought structures. A brain filled with toxic thoughts is more susceptible to mental, physical, and spiritual ill health. Dr. Lee uses the neuroscientific parable of healthy and toxic trees to explain the two thought structures. A healthy thought tree is a miniature replica of the Creator, which she likens to a healthy tree. In her television program, Switch On Your Brain, which airs on Trinity Broadcast Network every Tuesday from 10 a.m. and 12 noon Central Station Time and at 1 Eastern Time, Dr. Lee teaches others how to control their thought processes. A toxic thought literally equates to the brain damage because the brain is not wired to naturally accept negativity. A toxic thought tree is disconnected from the Creator's tree because no toxic, in other words, evil thinking thoughts that do not honor him can be connected to the Creator's tree. So the Bible says that we are to seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And his ways are higher than our ways. So if we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he will direct our path. But I thought this was very interesting tonight. So are you toxic thinkers? Change your way of thinking. The message today for the food for your soul is love. We're celebrating Valentine's Day. So give yourself a hug and give your neighbor a hug. Love in action is saying, I love you. And it's happy and it's healthy for the heart. So along with the holiday of love, February also marks American Heart Month. So enjoy showing love, not just on Valentine's Day, but every day. You and I should be walking in love. Why? Because God is love. And we represent God, our Creator, here on earth, as it is in heaven. So, love. Kim Burrell said the other night, Jesus is a love song. Wouldn't you agree? I think we're going to play some of that, but we're going to come back to DJ Raphael. Yes. Then we're going to get an hour show. we really wanted to bring you into a mindset of prayer and praise here on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Depression may have you down, oppression profound. You've been searching all around for healing for yourself. But the Bible tells us the word was sent and it healed us. See, David said he hid the word in his heart. And he asked God to create in him a renewed spirit. So, my beloved, you want change, you want a new heart, you want joy, you want peace, love, love unconditional. Don't hate, but love. Yes. We like to be part of, I guess. We'd like to invite you to come and be a part of our program. And again, every night is a different night. But if you want to call in, you can call in at 657-383-0957. That's 657-383-0957. Or toll free 877-497-1796. This next election goes out to my siblings, all my sisters. I want you to know I love you. I want my sons, Stephen and Jeremy. Mommy loves you. And to all my grandchildren, I want you to know Grandma Debbie loves you. I want you to know that God loves you as well. And to all my friends and foes, I love you. And to you, Facebook followers, I love you. And to all the listeners on www.blogtalkradio, I love you. Now, I'm quite sure if I had ears to hear through the sound waves, quite sure your response would be likewise. I love you. Play a rendition from Kara Sheard. Again, you're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. And the message is Jesus is a love song. This goes out to also the legendary Albertina
Twinkie card.
Born and raised in Detroit into a solid, godly household surrounded by great music, teaching, and preaching, it's no wonder that Kiara Shear. Kiara Shear is one of the next generation of cards who is reshaping the face and sound of modern gospel, singing the tribute song, Jesus is a Love Song. To her aunt, Elbernita, show some love for Miss Kiara.
Thank you.
Jesus is a love song. Jesus is a love song. And now I'm going to play the rendition from Ms. Shear's family, the Clark sisters. Now, this was done live in 1997. And I just believe that the song has a lot of meaning and purpose. Because I heard the lyrics says, it's like music, so sweet, so rich and complete. And it's sweet. And it sounds like a symphony. And it's a beautiful song that changed the heart. It's like the voice of an angel. They're all the sisters, the Clark sisters. Jesus is a love song. Yeah. About it. What does it mean that Jesus is a love song? Well, the question was asked that Jesus is a love song. I can think of the many scriptures in the Bible, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And because of his love on the cross, he said, it is finished. And he transitioned so that you and I may have life, life more abundantly. Smokey Norfolk had also sung this selection as well. And I'd like to share that with you tonight. For those of you who need a healing for your soul, life is not in control. It's how you control life. So enjoy this next selection. Bye. Smokey Norfolk. I don't think we're going to be able to get that on this particular. So we're going to go back and try to, we're going to go back and try to bring more of Kim Burrell with Jesus is a love song. This selection is Let's Make It to Love.
All my life is for
smile.
Just love me.
You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, and we thank you for your prayers and your praise. Praises go up, blessings come down. Now, as a survivor of depression, I just want to encourage you tonight. Don't give in. Don't give up. You have been given purpose, and destiny is calling for you to fulfill God's plan here on earth. So give us a call if you need to talk. Call CME 717-233-0500. If you really need help and you need someone more professional, not saying I'm not a professional, but what I mean by professional, psychologist, call your local community doctor or emergency room or 211 or 911 for professional help. Healing and recovery is possible. There is treatment. There is healing and deliverance. So, don't give up. Don't give in. Push. Pray until something happens. Praise. Likewise, until something happens. The destiny is calling. We're listening to 11 to midnight on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. So as we close this last hour, we're going to close out with a prayer. Prayer of Thanksgiving. Father, we thank you once again for a new day. We thank you, Lord, for giving us another opportunity to communicate in admiration and thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us, but listen, you can be wait a little longer. I know you'll be, but you'll get stronger. Be able to use our time, our talent, and our treasure. You're blessed. Don't cry, it's alright. You're like a newborn life. To a friend. To a stranger. By the wisdom of grace. To allow them. To the sky, you're wake up this by. Hold on. No will. It is the ground, Lord, you allowed us to have the roof of our head, a warm, cuddly, comfortable bed. We pray that as we rest tonight, you give us mercy, peace, and a peaceful rest. So, Father God, we thank you once again. We thank you, Lord, for every listener. We thank you, Lord, for every supporter. We thank you, Lord, for every joy. We rejoice in both sin. You, the true Lord, you have given us. You have given us. You have given us all that we need. We thank you that we can cast all our cares upon you. We can take it from your heart. Take your word. That you will never leave us for forsake us. So we give that. That you have. We give that. Forever and ever. Up into this day. So we give that tonight. We thank you, Lord, for loving us while we were yet sinners. We thank you, Lord, for you made a way out of no way. You provided.
Where
help comes from. If you were there, all the time. You were there. Father, we thank you over the country, all those that are broken, all those that are different, all those that don't have enough in your needs. Father, you can ask. We're believing that you're going to provide healing, finances, better relationships, happiness, joy, peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, yes, God. We thank you. And Father, forgive us when we're doubting. Forgive us, oh God, when we're murmuring and complaining. Forgive us, oh God, out of our ignorance. We acknowledge, God, that we are slowful in some areas in our lives, but you're there always to pick us up when we're down. When we're burdened, you're there. Give us hope. Give us life. Life more abundant. So, Father God, as you pass our way,
will you ever find relief?
Second month,
but listen, you'll get a little longer. I know you'll
enlarge
get stronger. This is just a test.
Allow us.
I know the sun will shine again. But don't cry.
Allow us. Help us, Holy Spirit.
Please
guide and direct our path. Increase your faith. The runway of life. Father, as we close, we pray for every marriage. We pray for every those of this single couple. Marriage.
Too much to
I pray that they wait on you.
You can wait a little longer. I know you're weak, but you'll get stronger. This is just a test right. You're in. The sun will shine again. Don't cry. It's all right.
Thank you. Midnight. www.blogtalkradio. Thank you.